This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A car bomb exploded near a popular hotel in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, on Sunday. The explosion was followed by a shootout between militants and police. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Witnesses say the massive blast occurred Sunday near Hotel Afrique, located in the vicinity of a busy security checkpoint en route to the Mogadishu airport. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel and many of the people inside were rescued, including Somalia's former state minister for defense. A VOA reporter was also inside the hotel at the time and survived. He said thick smoke rose from the explosion as people ran for their lives. He saw at least three people injured. VOA reporters in Mogadishu said dozens of people were still trapped inside the hotel as night fell, and security forces engaged attackers in an effort to end the siege. Thousands protested in cities across Russia on Sunday, defying threats of arrest by the government and demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Across Russia's 11 time zones, demonstrators braved cold temperatures and warnings that the government saw the protests as unauthorized and would act accordingly. Independent monitoring groups reported more than 5,000 people were detained, including Navalny's wife. Navalny was jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in January. He had been in Germany for nearly 5 months, undergoing treatment for a near-lethal poisoning attack that the opposition politician has blamed on the government of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has denied involvement but refused to investigate the assassination attempt, citing a lack of evidence. This is VOA News.